You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Legally speaking,
I love laws in physics and in life. So I became a lawyer.
The end is near.
I have cursed everyone that I love with death and war.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, August 26th through Sunday, August 28th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Isle of the Dead is no more. AMC has confirmed that the Maggie and Negan Walking Dead spinoff starring Lauren Cohan and Jeffrey Dean Morgan has an official new title, The Walking Dead: Dead City. The series was originally announced in March under the working title of Isle of the Dead, but apparently that title is no longer working. Dead City recently began filming in New Jersey and will premiere in 2023 with a 6-episode first season. And in other JDM news, after 2 years of scheduling woes, when signs seemed to suggest it wouldn't happen, The Boys actually pulled it off. Jeffrey Dean Morgan has officially joined the cast of season 4. Morgan, who is a self-proclaimed fan of the R-rated superhero drama, will reunite with Supernatural creator Eric Kripke, now showrunner on The Boys, in an undisclosed role. Amazon, however, confirmed the actor will be appearing as a recurring guest star. Harry Styles, Hive, rise up! Anne Hathaway has just been cast as the lead in the film adaptation of a popular fan fiction book inspired by the former One Direction member, The Idea of You. Based on Robin Lee's smash hit debut novel of the same name, the Prime Video movie will be directed by Michael Showalter, who will also produce alongside Hathaway and others. Hathaway stars as Sophie, a 40-year-old divorced mother whose husband left her for a younger woman. After he cancels a trip with their 15-year-old daughter to Coachella, Sophie steps in to save the weekend, braving the crowds and desert heat. But soon, she meets 24-year-old Hayes Campbell, loosely based on Styles, the lead singer of the hottest boy band on the planet, August Moon, again, loosely based on One Direction, and her weekend trip turns into a whirlwind, life-changing romance. Bad news for fans of Cape Crusaders, at least of the DC variety, as Warner Brothers has pushed back the release dates of Jason Momoa's Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom and Zachary Levi's Shazam! Fury of the Gods. The Shazam! Sequel will now premiere on March 17th of next year, while Aquaman 2 will open Christmas Day 2023. Netflix just rained down some bad news on fans of The Umbrella Academy. The streaming network announced Thursday that season 4 of the beloved comic book adaptation will be its last. And Joe Itada, the actor best known for his role as the friendly Peach Pit diner owner Nat on Beverly Hills 90210, died Wednesday. He was 85. A Bronx native, Tata played Nat on Beverly Hills 90210 for its entire run from 1990 to 2000. He also reprised his role on the CW's 90210 reboot. His other TV credits included the Adam West Batman series, Lost in Space, Mission Impossible, Magnum PI, and The Rockford Files. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Things are getting super freaky on our number 5 pick this weekend, the MTV Video Music Awards. This year, Nicki Minaj, LL Cool J, and Jack Harlow will be sharing hosting duties, and Minaj will be receiving the coveted Video Vanguard Award. She'll be performing a medley of her greatest hits, which will surely include her newest single and first solo number 1, Super Freaky Girl. Other performers include Blackpink, Lizzo, Maneskin, J Balvin, Kane Brown, Bad Bunny, Eminem and Snoop Dogg, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who will be receiving the Global Icon Award.
Party with us at this year's MTV Video Music Awards. With mind-blowing live performances by Panic at the Disco, Anita, J Balvin, Marshmello and Khalid, and more.
Kendrick Lamar, Lil Nas X, and Jack Harlow lead the pack with 7 nominations each, and Doja Cat and Harry Styles are right behind with 6 noms, including Video of the Year for Doja's Woman and Harry's As It Was. Plus, you'll be able to vote for special social categories, Group of the Year, Song of the Summer, and Album of the Year on MTV's Instagram until August 27th. You can be part of all the fun on the MTV VMAs this Sunday. The pre-show starts at 6:30 and the show goes on at 8 on MTV. It's trivia time. The VMAs are always a spectacle for the eyes and the ears, with stars showing up in the most outlandish outfits of the year, i.e. Gaga's meat dress, and showing out with the biggest performances, like Madonna and Britney's kiss. But of course, lots of awards are also handed out. So our question, which iconic artist has won the most VMAs in its 37-year history? Madonna, Beyoncé, or Justin Timberlake? Stick around for the answer. Our next pick is just what you're seeking to watch this weekend. It's the final season premiere of C. The Apple TV Plus drama series takes place in a distant future where everyone has lost the ability to see. Jason Momoa stars as Baba Voss, a father of adopted twins who are born with sight. He tries to lead his tribe with dignity and protect his family at all costs, as the twins are in danger from the moment they're born. Now, in the third and final season, a war has broken out that threatens all life as they know it. Here's a clip.
I have cursed everyone that I love with death and war.
You blame yourself for Ito. I did not mention him. He's always there. Floating between your words.
We already talked about this.
We have. But we will continue to talk about it until it no longer has any power over you. Baba, I remember your father. He was a cruel fucker of a man. You became who you became, and Ito became Ito. But at some point, it's not your father's fault either. And it certainly isn't yours. We are responsible for who we become. And if climbing teaches you nothing else, it should teach you your own insignificance. Even you, Baba Voss. Nothing more than a speck of shit on the ass of a bug.
You talk too much.
Maybe it's the herbs.
So what will happen to Baba Voss and his tribe? You'll just have to wait and see. The season premiere is streaming now on Apple TV+. It's high stakes on our number 3 pick, the series finale of TNT's Animal Kingdom, which is ending with its 6th season. The animals at the center are a crime family, the Codys, and their kingdom is Southern California. Their heists and dangerous criminal activity are almost over, though, and on the final episode, it all comes down to Andrew Pope Cody, the eldest son and most dangerous con, who commits the original sin that destroyed the family. Here's a preview.
One car, 2 cops.
Man, shut up.
So will Pope survive? That's the big question. Tune in to find out on the series finale of Animal Kingdom, Sunday night at 9 on TNT. All right, don't go anywhere, folks. Our top two picks and soundbite of the week are coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back.
No one the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round will...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Let's hit pause for a quick second to talk about reboots. They're, of course, everywhere in Hollywood these days, but specifically right now, I'm talking about Hulu's upcoming series called Reboot. The show will follow the cast of an old sitcom called Step Right Up, which is being rebooted for a modern audience. The cast comes together after years apart, and naturally, they've changed a lot. Reboot stars Johnny Knoxville, Judy Greer, Keegan-Michael Key, and Paul Reiser, who gives Key's character a little pep talk. It's our soundbite of the week.
You actually have the rare gift of being funny. You can make millions of people laugh. To bring people a little joy.
Yes!
That is as good and honorable thing as a man can do.
Gordon, I'm speechless.
If I knew that's all it took, I would have complimented you years ago.
Number two.
After the 90 days, will love last forever, or was it just a phase? That is the question on everyone's mind, and our number two pick this weekend, the season premiere of 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After? The companion show to TLC's hit 90 Day Fiancé is back, and so are the couples that viewers have been following on their relationship journeys. This season, we'll see Shahida and Bilal deal with jealousy issues. Angela has possibly found a new man who could cause her marriage to Michael crumble after 5 years. And yes, even fan favorite Ed is back. Jovi and Yara are happy with their baby Mila, but are also dealing with the stresses of parenting. Here's a clip.
Oops. Come to mommy. You give mama a kiss?
Say bye-bye, mama. You go. Go out with your friends. Me and Dada will have fun, right?
Mila! Things with Mila are really very good. She's such a good baby, but I call her Jovina because she's so much Jovi.
No,
such
she has
a
your
little
personality,
boss.
100%.
She don't like something, she drops on the floor just like Jovi. You will have fun with my Obulichka?
When are you going to let me have fun?
Well, you had fun for all this time when I was pregnant and also did once Mila grow up. So now it's my turn. Yeah, Mila?
I'm just a babysitter now or what?
Please, why would you play this game with me now?
I just got home from work, but you know, now she's going out with these new friends she just made. It seems to be her new routine. I understand that she watches the baby when I'm at work, but at the same time, like, I would love to come home from work and have fun with my friends. Or even more importantly, spend time with Yara. You think this is fair? You can just go out and do what you want and I get stuck at home with the baby all the time. I think that, you know, both of us should be doing the same thing.
Oh, well, hopefully Jovi and Yara can work out those differences. Find out if that happens on the season premiere of 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Sunday night at 8 on TLC. Legal Ingrid Yoon is coming for Partner. Based on Helen Wan's 2013 novel, Netflix's new legal drama, Partner Track, our number one pick this weekend, centers on Ingrid as she fights with the other lawyers at her prestigious firm to land one of the open spots for Partner. The show will explore what it means for people of color and women in the workplace and what additional obstacles they have to navigate in order to get to the top. Meet Ingrid in this clip from the new show.
Newton's first law of motion. An object at rest stays at rest. And an object in motion stays in motion. Basically, bodies keep on doing what they're doing. It's simple. If you want to accelerate, you need more force. I love laws in physics and in life. So I became a lawyer. And why mergers and acquisitions? Because I've always wanted to be the best. The toughest, smartest corporate lawyers do M&A. And a girl like me really needs to stay tough in a city like this. See? Exhibit A. And now if I work harder than anyone else, apply more force, I'll make Partner. They say being on the Partner track is how you find out who you really are.
Well, part of Ingrid's journey will include navigating the firm with her besties, Rachel Friedman and Tyler Robinson. Shout out to my own friend, Tyler Robinson. Here is star Arden Cho on what to expect from the show's central character.
We can see the lack of diversity in some of these environments. We can see how tough it is when you almost have so many different things against you. You know, Ingrid is not only a person of color, she's also a woman. She also looks younger. There's so many different elements that really end up stacking against her. And so I feel like with Partner Track, you get to see it from her perspective. You get to see it from Tyler's perspective, from Rachel's perspective. And you get to see how the cards are dealt differently for some of their white male coworkers. Maybe different for someone who has family ties, family connections, someone who comes from wealth, someone who has even school alumni relationships. You just see a little bit of everything and all the different obstacles people of color might experience in a corporate setting that is actually quite relatable to even different work settings.
Ah, well, get your suits and briefcases ready because Partner Track is streaming now on Netflix. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which iconic artist has won the most VMAs in its 37-year history? Madonna, Beyoncé, or Justin Timberlake? Well, express yourself if you got this right. It's the queen of pop herself, Madonna. The 64-year-old singer, songwriter, musician, TikToker has won a total of 20 Moon People and has been nominated 68 times. Madge performed Like a Virgin on the first ever broadcast in 1984, which, along with her wedding dress ensemble and boy toy belt, became an iconic part of pop culture history. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Alamin Johannes, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.